This is a marble shop, where marbling is a very serious business. It's important for a marble to be both round and beautiful. Better still, if you have little coloured bits in the middle. But have you ever wondered how the colours got there, and how a marble is actually made? Well, this man knows all about it. He's an expert glassblower and marble maker. He works here in the heat of the glassworks, and people come from miles around just to watch him in action. The glass is made by melting granules, mainly of sand, the principal ingredient. The blower's oven uses an incredible heat to reduce the mix to a liquid. This is definitely not the place for your Sunday roast, though, because any food in here would simply burst into flames and evaporate. And if you saw a glass blower's gas bill, you'd understand why. These furnaces use masses of gas to make an enormous amount of heat. So, it's not a bad idea to close the oven door and save some energy. The marble maker is at his glory hole. This is the name that glass blowers give to their warming ovens. He begins by making a kind of coloured glass sandwich. The melting furnace is ready with some new molten glass. The blower's assistant uses his steel rod to gather up what glassmakers call a gob. Marbles of wood or clay have been around for thousands of years, since the days of the Egyptian pharaohs, in fact. But glass marbles are quite a new idea, only a few hundred years old. Watching them being made has always been fun, perhaps because this is not the sort of thing you can do at home. The senior blower is back at the glory hole. He has more glass on his rod and has been warming it up because glass blowers have to keep the glass on their rods hot enough to fiddle with and reshape. The blower's assistant has come off furnace duty to help, and the marble makers have impaled the orb on another steel rod called a punty. With great skill, the glass blowers stretch and twist the glass. Longer and longer it gets, until at last it looks like a skipping rope. Drops of cold water will shock the hot glass and fracture it. In the other corner of the workshop, another blower already has a piece of the twisted glass on his rod. Takes it to the melting furnace for a spot more gathering. The pièce de résistance. A special cup is relieved of a set of glass canes, spindles of colour that will add to the finished marble's glory. Another vital detail, a swirl in the optic mould. So much work just to make a marble, but everybody here agrees that it'll be well worth the effort. With a block mould made from graphite, the marble maker turns and shapes the end of the glass rod into a marble. That black stuff is beeswax, and it's a very important lubricant for the blower's hot tools. A stroke with cold steel fractures the glass so the marble can be broken away. The snapped end forms a lump called the nipple. A marble with a nipple would roll most erratically, and so the lump is flattened down under a jet of burning gas. All that work has set up dangerous stresses inside the glass. But in the annealing oven, the marble is allowed to cool off slowly, releasing the stresses without any danger of shattering. Outside, the heat of the workshop rises into the air through these magnificent old chimneys. And nearby, the sound of children playing rolling games that have been handed down over 100 generations. But for the time being, the only rolling our lovely marble will see is that of admiring eyeballs in the factory shop.